thanks for joining us today.
Woohoo!
Yeah. It was super delayed.
Control your excitement, Ruh.
I'm tired, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, well, you're old. You're old.
Fuck.
You're just always tired when you're old. It's just how it is.
Oh, yeah, I just couldn't be those 12-hour shifts consecutively.
Mm-mm.
No,
not at all.
Not even a little bit. Not it.
So what's going on?
Everything.
Yeah? Anything you want to tell us?
No, I'm tired of listening to myself, bitch. So I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to talk to people anymore about it.
I don't believe it. So it is.
We have our shit together. We're not tired parents at the start of the school year. No. Everything's fine.
Yeah, man. Mabel's in a new school.
Is she?
Yeah, she's in one of those smart people schools.
Because she's smart. You know,
one of the ones my parents never knew the joy of going to. My parents' education experience with me was like, yeah, he won't shut up. Or
no way,
yeah,
no.
I'll do a lesson and then ask him questions, and it's like he hasn't even been in the same room as us. So yeah, my parents' experience with education was probably pretty horrible, especially with me, because I didn't really care ever.
Imagine that.
I know. Y'all's excitement. I mean, y'all's surprise.
Oh yeah.
Because it was crazy.
Well, my daughter's school seriously screwed the pooch. Yeah. We made CNN.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
that's the kind of place you want to go to.
Yeah, that was good. So they were short school bus drivers last year, and some kids were getting home.
How tall were they?
Shut up. So some kids were getting home like an hour or two late, but it wasn't like every day. It was just, you know, short drivers. Nobody really wants that job. I'm sure it's a thankless job. They decided to change a bunch of school times and use AI to create new bus routes.
Oh, crap.
The first day of school, my daughter was about 15 or 20 minutes late getting home, which I wasn't tripping. My daughter's a teenager. She has a cell phone. I figured if there was an emergency, yeah. I'd know.
Plus, you probably weren't even walking, so why would you trip?
Right, exactly. Fuck off. So, like, I didn't think about it. She comes home. She's super excited about her first day as a senior. She's telling me everything, and she's like, but Mom, there were still kids waiting on the buses when I left.
I was like,
yeah, well, you know, first day, new routes, whatever. Well, the last kid in our county didn't get home until 9:58 at night.
Holy crap.
It was an elementary school student.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it was parents were calling the cops thinking their kids were missing. Kids weren't showing up at home. School buses weren't showing up. It was an absolute clusterfuck. So then the superintendent had to make a video and send it to everybody, including news stations, and cancel school.
Wow.
After one day. And it was just supposed to be for Thursday and Friday, which turned into the entirety of this week.
Wow. Well, you know what? I normally, after the first day of school, when I went, was pretty much done for the rest of the year, too. So there you go. I can't really judge.
What a mess. It is a mess. Very anxious senior who is excited about her year, but nervous about becoming an adult. And they were like, here it is. No, it's not. She's like,
psych.
What am I doing? But I mean,
you're
going to
graduate. No, you're going to repeat.
She was really
you're
not happy.
You're going to be the opposite of Uncle Brent.
I left her room to because I got a text message at 6 a.m. that school was canceled. And so I tell her, she's all dressed for school. I turn around, I start the water for coffee. I come back in her room, and she's already in bed. She's already back in bed.
I quit.
She was like, I'm tapping out. I was like, bro, did you at least put on pajamas? She said, absolutely not. I'm still in my school clothes.
That's funny. You know what they need to do? Because this AI stuff is kind of crazy, but they need to get Kit from Knight Rider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that
yeah.
That dude always got where he needed to go.
Right.
Because, you know, he was always where he needed to be at the right time, all the time. I think his name was Michael, the character in the show. So we just need Kit.
We need Michael.
No, Michael's the driver.
Kit is
the car. You didn't watch Knight Rider?
I mean, I know what it is.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
I mean, I think it's a little before me, my time. I might have been littler.
You were little.
I was really little, dude. There's an age gap between me and you. You're not prepared to. Shut up.
Shut up, you bastard. Hey,
Lord have mercy.
So today I was, I don't know what I was doing, but I came across Louis Capaldi. You know who he is? So he's kind of a pop singer. He's Scottish.
Before you go. Yeah, yeah.
Forget Me, Someone You Loved. I used to be someone you loved. You know that song? So he has Tourette's. He got diagnosed with Tourette's. And I came across this video, and it shows him in concert, and he has an attack right there. When he's singing his song, Someone You Loved, and he can't sing. He starts having the twitches, and he can't sing at all. So the crowd starts singing for him.
Oh.
And so basically what happened was he sang what he could, and then when he couldn't sing, they would fill in for him. I thought that was so sweet.
That is sweet.
Good. We're excited to talk to you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I'm really looking forward to it.
Wrote you a little intro, and I'd like to do that. So I'll do that for you, and then you tell me. It's basically either you like it or you don't. So if you like it, we use it. If you don't, we just start with this awkwardness.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So here we go. This artist is a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and vocalist that's banging down the doors of the Southern music scene. With a twanging growl that lets you know she's from Texas, this lady has been charted on radio and received a few awards, one of being Solo Artist of the Year. Let's welcome Marcy Grace.
Woo! That was a good one, Brent.
I think that's the best intro anyone's ever given me before.
You're such
a liar.
That
was awesome.
I've seen your shows.
Yeah.
Have you seen her play live?
I haven't seen her. Well, I've seen her play live recorded.
Oh, I thought you meant you went.
No. I don't get out anymore since we started having kids again.
Well, thank you for coming to the show. We appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. We're just going to launch right into the questions. If it feels awkward for you, no worries. It probably does for me. It won't for Brent. Nothing makes him uncomfortable.
Okay.
So how did you get into music?
Well, my dad is a musician, and actually he plays bass in my band right now. But he had a Tejano band growing up, and I just kind of grew up around music. You know, my dad having band practices at the house and all that. So it kind of was like a point in time when my parents were like, okay, pick an instrument. So I started with the drums, and I just kept learning instruments, and it went from there.
I know she's a drummer. I know she is.
Brent likes to give drummers shit. So I was like, is he going to say it?
Yeah, fucking drummers. That's our thing. Fucking drummers.
Yeah.
So how many instruments do you play?
Oh, gosh. I've never really counted.
Let's do it now.
Okay. There's drums. I play acoustic guitar and electric guitar because I do solo on electric guitar. I can pick a banjo. I can play a little bit of keyboards because I had to do that in college and I wasn't good. I can do it if I have to. And then, you know, being in percussion in like high school, I mean, I played the marimba and timpani and snare and all these other. So I don't know. Percussion maybe counts as one whole instrument. So maybe that's six.
What's your favorite?
drums for sure. For sure.
Nice.
What other instrument can you take out your anger on, you know?
That is very true.
All right. So this is the question we're getting really down to. We're getting into it with this question. Are you ready, Marcy?
I am ready.
Do you have an El Camino?
I don't. I don't even know, a little model of one on my desk.
We can count that. We'll count that.
Yeah. That's the closest I've gotten so far. I haven't been able to find the right one. And I especially love the 1968, 1969 years, because they had the, you know, the double round lights on the front. The square lights are cool too, but I just love those couple years. And 69 was the first year they had you could put a big block in one. And so, I don't know. I just like them.
That's crazy. She just laid down some serious shit right there. I don't know if you caught that, but
I
like
anything about cars, but I like it.
It's so funny because, like, I had seen you online and I had listened to your stuff, but I hadn't went far enough back. And then all of a sudden I heard the end of just the end of a chorus or something. I was like, El Camino. So then I had to go dig for that. Now, cause I love El Caminos. I actually like the 1970s El Camino with the square lights, the
V8. Yeah.
You know? So I love, it's so funny that you like those cars because, I mean, most people go, why?
I know. And when I say it at my shows, there's usually like one person that's like, woo, and everybody else.
Yeah. It's like, no, my brother had an El Camino and I got to drive it once and I was like, I really like this.
Yeah. It's the best of both worlds. And you know what's funny is that since releasing that song, there's been a lot of people that have like come up to me and said that they have such a connection with El Caminos, whether they're, you know, dad owned one or they still have one from, from back in the day and all of that. And it's cool to hear people's connection with El Caminos. I never would have thought that so many people would, would have that with it. And it's kind of cool to hear all that.
So they're very polarizing. Either they like them or they hate them.
Yep.
There's no in between. I have another question. So you say you're from San Antonio, but are you from San Antonio or are you from the San Antonio area?
Yeah, I'm from the area. I live just a little bit north of San Antonio, but I mean, the city is catching up with us quick out here. So I don't know. I'm kind of like in between, but I went to school, Smithson Valley High School, which is a little bit more out in the hill country. So, I'm in a little more of a rural area of San Antonio.
So I went to Bandera.
Oh, yeah.
So we used to play Smithson Valley before y'all started getting all those state records and state titles, bastards. But so that was funny. So I was wondering, because I grew up in Bandera and I say now I live in San Antonio.
Yeah.
I really liked it when I visited you there. It was greener than I thought it would be.
Really? I
yeah.
didn't know you saw anything outside of the bathroom.
No, I was dying. No, it was pretty. That's wherever that park was had like really big, pretty trees. I was surprised because I thought it was going to be like desert and hills, and it was actually kind of pretty.
You go out West Texas, it'll be that way.
Oh, I'm good. Get that. I don't like the desert.
You're never coming to Texas again. We both know this.
No. I'll be back out there. Y'all sucked me in. I just won't live there. Sorry we got off topic. We do that a lot, actually. I think we both have ADD of some form. He's medicated. I'm not. It's good.
That's all good. All good.
So back on track. Who are your inspirations? Because I heard a few that I wondered about.
Yeah. I love 90s rock, 90s country. So Alanis Morissette, Sheryl Crow, and then, you know, getting into later, you know, Gretchen Wilson. But one of my biggest influences and somebody that I think a lot of people kind of forget about is one of the greatest voices out there is Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she could sing anything she wanted, from mariachi to rock to R&B and country and do it really well. And I just, she was just a huge inspiration to me for sure.
Okay, so people have kind of three voices. They have their chest, throat, head. And you gravitate between your throat and your head. When you're in your throat, it sounds different than when you're in your head. So are you aware of that? And do you know which artist your throat voice came from as opposed to your head voice? Because I heard like the Sheryl Crow influence and stuff like that, because she sings a lot in her chest. So I was like, the Dixie Chicks maybe? You know, because that vocalist is kind of does that too. She doesn't have the grit you have though.
Yeah, I mean, I did listen a lot to the Dixie Chicks back then. You know, what's funny is I've had somebody tell me that I sound like a Alanis Morissette with a Dolly mixed in there. And I think that kind of is a good way to maybe explain a little bit, because I do have that little flip that I do in my voice, like at the end of phrases and stuff. And I mean, Alanis did that a lot in her music. And I think that's just kind of, it's just kind of a combination of everything that kind of came out in there. So maybe Alanis has more twang than we think. I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about If You Want the Rainbow. Can you tell us?
I'm sorry, Brent. I cut you off.
It's all right. I'm just unimportant. Go right ahead.
Fuck. I feel bad now. I love this song. And can I just, this lyric, like, hit me in my soul in a funny way. Coffee cups and soda cans get me through what my body can't. I was like, has she been in my car?
I hate you. That's the one I like, too. I love it.
And then you say, I can't seem to find the time to sleep these days. Oh, my God. Yes. That's all. I really appreciated that. I felt that. I listened to that song twice, like, back to back. Wow. So good. Such good lyrics.
Thank you.
Does your life feel like that still, or is it like just constant?
Yeah, I mean in this business there's a lot of ups and downs and traveling, and you just you don't always get enough sleep in this business.
No. And then the other line you start off with, and I'm gonna butcher it because I didn't write it down because I wasn't smart. My friends are getting married, and having kids. You're just trying to pay the bills. And I was like,
yeah,
she gets me. Like, seriously. I mean, I have a kid, but all my other friends are getting married or divorced, or, you know, they're on their fourth or fifth kid. And I'm just like, I cooked today. I ate. I remembered to eat.
Yeah.
Fred's laughing. It's true.
Yeah.
They're like, can you come out? And I'm like, no. I have to edit and then like edit some more and emails and sleep. And it's just nice to hear it.
I, you know, a lot of people have been relating to that song, and it's really cool to see, but, you know, I kind of got stuck in writing songs that I thought had to be good for radio and had to be with the trend and commercial. And I got tired of writing songs like that. And I just sat down and wanted to start writing music for myself. And that was the first song that kind of came out of that. And it was just my experience at the time. A lot of my friends are getting married and having babies. And I'm just over here like, I need to pay these bills.
Yeah.
I can't even think about those things, you know, and I'm trying to chase this dream. And a lot of people don't, you know, they see what's, you know, on the outside and, you know, the performances and all that, but they don't see what goes into, you know, the journey of trying to make it in this business, and they don't see all of the behind the scenes and the hard work. And I think this song kind of just explains that, and not just in the music business, for anybody that's chasing a dream, really, I kind of deal with the same things.
I didn't know if I liked this song when I first heard it, because I was kind of like, it's kind of more womanly than manly. So, but then I just kind of sat back because I listened to it more than twice, like some people on this podcast.
That's all I had time for, so suck it.
Hey, I didn't have a lot of time either. So I'm listening to it, and it's kind of melancholy, reflective about life, but it keeps a good tempo. It's kind of like it's up tempo, but you're talking about some dark stuff in certain places, not all places. But when you're talking about, you know, God, I'm getting my ass kicked is pretty much what you're saying. And then I love the guitar part. It's not super complicated, but I love it. The chorus is very strong. Renell and I have the same love of your lyrics in exactly the same space. So we were talking earlier that you're a multi-instrumentalist. You play at least six instruments that we can think of. So when you're taking a song into the studio, how do you decide what parts you're going to play as opposed to what parts other people are going to play?
Typically in the studio, for all of my songs, I always play the acoustic guitar part because I'm a pretty strong rhythm player, or at least that's what all the engineers tell me. They want me to play that part. And then it depends on the song as far as me adding other certain instruments. If you want the Rainbows song, actually the guitar part on that one was done by Diego Nevada from the last band Aletos, which was a really cool collaboration there. But yeah, it depends. Sometimes I will play the electric guitar parts, especially if it's a lick that I do with my band all the time and all of that. But sometimes I just have my guitar player play it in the studio. So it really depends on the song. All I want is for the goal to have a great sounding song. So whether it's me playing it or whether it's someone else that can play it better than me, that's fine too. I'm totally okay with that.
All my friends are getting married, buying houses and having babies, and I'm just out here trying to pay my bills. Gas tank is never full, but that won't stop me from getting to the dream I'm chasing just over that hill. Working hard to work some more, but one day I'm gonna soar, and all the sweat and tears will be worthwhile. I still got a ways to go, but I'm still burning through this road, 'cause I know soon it'll be my time. Can't seem to find the time to sleep these days. It's them birthdays and family time. Some get it, some ask why. They could only hear the prayers I pray.
Ever play the drums on any of your tracks?
I played the drums. Not any of the recordings that are released right now, but in our live shows, I do play drums. Me and my drummer will switch off on drums, and I'll sing and play from behind the drums at our shows. So, yeah, not in the studio yet. Maybe sometime soon though.
I saw a lot of your videos. Like, you have a lot of videos for. You've released 2 albums. And they're full-length albums, right?
The last one was 7 songs, which I think is considered a full album or maybe an LP. I don't know these days.
Yeah. I know, so, like, the terms keep changing. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
But you've had, like, what, 3 songs make radio and chart, like, actually chart. So can you tell me the difference financially between a song that gets on the record versus a song that actually charts?
Are you talking financially, like what the songs make or what it costs me?
What it makes, because I'm going to assume that your studio cost and setting everything up for distribution and getting it ready, getting your publishing rights ready and all that jazz has kind of a fixed rate. But, you know, like when I had a song get played in the UK, I got more money. Because UK is just weird and different and stuff. So, you know,
they treat songwriters a little better over there.
They treat performers better over there. Performers get performance royalties there too. Basically, my question is if you have a song that charts versus a regular song that's on your album, what is the difference in money you can make?
I think the rates are better on radio, I will say that. But I think just the amount of streams are just a lot more higher than in radio right now. So, like, for me, I would say they're kind of even for me right now.
What is your songwriting process like?
Yeah, I'm very melodically driven, so... The melodies usually hit me first. Like, if you just look on my phone, I probably have like hundreds of voice memos of me just humming melodies on my phone. You know, once I kind of have something, I'll, you know, sit down with my guitar and, you know, figure out the chords underneath that melody and then start writing the words after that. I tend to write a lot of my words in the shower.
Hey, it works. I think we've all done that.
Yep. It's just time with yourself in the shower. And now the water bill is a little high, but, you know, hey, good song come out of it.
What's your favorite song you've written in the shower?
Ooh. Hmm. Well,
that's a good question. That is a good question.
Oh, man. You know, a lot of the songs, the lyrics that were in If You Want the Rainbow kind of came out of the shower. Okay. Especially that second verse. Yeah, I think that one.
Nice.
Let's talk about King of Everything, or KOE, you refer to it. So that's my, okay, that's not my favorite song by you. It's like my second favorite, because we already know what my favorite song is. This is a fun, cool song. It has a nice guitar riff when you're transitioning from chorus back to the verses. Intro's good. The vocals are just like when you hit the chorus, your vocals in the verses are kind of laid back. And then when you hit the chorus, it's like they're right in your face. You know, even the harmonies are there. So it's really well balanced. My favorite part of that song is the growl at the end of the line when you say, walking around this place like you own it. You have that growl on the end.
Yeah, I like good. That too.
My favorite lyric is, I may be queen, but who made you king of everything? Awesome. And here's my question. What is your mixing process like when you're finishing a song?
On this song, I had a couple of producers I was working with. That was Marius Perrone, and he's a Grammy Award-winning engineer. And then Michael Morales actually co-produced this with him, which is really, really cool over at Studio M. He's got so many credits and is a great, great producer as well. Also a Grammy winner. It kind of happened by accident that I had all these.
Yeah, how do you have all these Grammy winners on in your...
It just kind of happened.
You are winning.
I'm very blessed, very blessed. But it was really cool. So I, you know, I trusted a lot in them and their ears, what they were hearing. But, you know, there were things that we did on that song that I've always wanted to do, you know, sonically in a song. And it just came out really, really cool. And even more than what I expected, which was great. But yeah, in the mixing, you know, it's always a, you know, open communication. Hey, I like this, I don't like this. And, you know, there's never any arguments or hard feelings or anything like that. You know, we did try some things and that didn't necessarily work on the song, but we just kept moving forward and trying to get a great final recording.
So are you the boss when you're in the room with Marius and Michael? Are you like, all right, dudes, you got to do what I say? I mean, I know there's a free exchange of information, but do they know that you're actually the boss?
Yeah. I mean, we have a great relationship. We're all kind of in it together. But, you know, they definitely know that when I don't like something, and so, yeah, but we work really well together.
You must think I'm a helpless fool, that it's my place to bow down to you. Cause lately you've been power drunk, I'm pushing your luck. Honey, this is a two-way street, I'll do for you and you do for me. That's how this sweet thing goes.
Man, you are working with some heavy hitters, because I like actually did a sound recording class once with Marius.
Oh, really? Cool.
And we mixed a Michael Morales song during that session. So it was really interesting. Shit. No shit. I got to move stuff around, and I can tell you, I wasn't as good as Marius. But it was really cool to see the board and stuff like that. And this was before everything was digital, too. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a great guy and has so much knowledge about audio. It's really cool.
What's next? You're building up for something. So let's talk a little bit about that. I've been looking at your gig calendar or show calendar, and you have some pretty big shows coming up. You have Sam's Burger Joint, right?
Yeah.
Which is a big show. Awesome show. And then you have a place in Waxahachie, which is a decent size, and a few other places. Tell us about how you're getting ready for shows, how you're getting this next set of songs together, ready to go. What's your plan when you get them ready to go and you come to release them and you distribute them? And
yeah, so we're always playing shows. But yeah, Sam's is going to be a really great show for us. We love that venue. I've been playing there since, maybe a few years now. And they're just a great, great group of people over there. And that show is really cool because it's a more intimate setting, and we can do more with our show there, you know, have a little bit of time where we maybe break it down a little bit and have a little bit of a acoustic little set within our set and things like that. So I really love that venue. But yeah, I mean, we're in the studio right now working on new music. It's definitely got that rock and twang in there. And there's songs that are new and songs that we've been playing a while with the band live. We just never got around to recording them. And so we're finally laying those tracks down and are really excited to get those out there for everybody to not just hear live, but to have in their own listening rooms.
Do you go into the studio for mixing with all the tracks? Or do you record them on your own and then just bring them in, or do y'all actually record them with the producer?
You know, I already have like a decision on what songs we're recording and all of that before we get into the studio. A lot of the times we're recording the full band and everything, so we have the songs rehearsed and everything before we get in there. So we just try to make it, you know, as quick as possible, you know, getting those basic tracks down. But of course, you know, we go back in and you know, overdub the, you know, guitar parts, and if there's going to be any organ and, you know, of course, vocals and background vocals and all that good stuff. Yeah, fiddle. all the good stuff. So we usually already have an idea, but, you know, like King of Everything, some of that was done in the box, which I mean by that is that the drums were programmed on that one. Some of the other little intricate little things were also in there. So it just depends on the song, what production we're going for. These latest songs that we're recording, they definitely are a more lively sounding songs and songs that we've been playing live for forever. So it's just more natural for us to just record the full band for these ones that we're doing right now.
And where can our listeners find you on social media?
You can look under Marcy Grace Music, Marcy with a Y. And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at the moment, but you can find me on Facebook too as well. I try to post as much as I can on those and keep it interesting for people.
And where can they buy your music?
Well, you can go to my website, marcygrace.com, or if you want to stream it, you can go to all of the streaming websites, Spotify, Apple Music, Prime Music, all that good stuff.
You have a pretty robust YouTube site too. You have a lot of videos. You've made a lot of music videos, and they're like story music videos. They're not just solely of the band. So if you like to see people that play the songs, you can also see those online too.
Yeah, YouTube, Marcy Grace Music again there.
What advice would you give a young singer-songwriter right now?
Yeah, my biggest thing is network, network, network. I can't tell you how important that is and how it's given me opportunities that I would have never had. So building your network, knowing people, going to people's shows, meeting people, you know, reaching out to people on social media, anything that you can do to expand your network and get to know people in the business, because it really is about who you know in this business. And I just think that's the most important thing right now.
I don't think we've had that as an answer yet. And I like that answer. It's very honest.
Yeah.
You know what the other thing she said that was really cool in this interview? She said her drums on King of Everything were in the box, which no one has ever said either. So that's
true.
No one has ever said that. So you hit on some things that no one has ever done before. So congratulations. Ding, ding, ding. You're the winner.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for listening to the Sound Pollution Podcast. Please like, follow, subscribe, and download. The algorithm is a weird thing, but it does exist, so it helps us.
Is it a weird thing or a real thing?
It's both. I think both is accurate. There are a lot of other podcasts there, but not a lot of them have music podcasts have been doing independent musicians specifically for 3 years. So we do, in fact, need your help. So calling all listeners, for the love of fucking God, please help. Please share the show and hit the little thumbs ups on YouTube and all that.
Or thumbs down, whichever one you like.
Thumbs up is what we need.
Okay, guys.
The thumbs down is saying I don't like it. So it's not going to,
Well, but it's a reaction, though.
Hey, and if you like the show, if you could leave a
comment,
a review would be great. If you've been on the show, if you could make a video or leave a positive review. If you would like to leave a negative view, please email Uncle Brent. You can find him online. I'm sure you can Google him. I believe it's nostonemusic@gmail.com or something like that. Go ahead and email him that shit.
It's info@unclebrentmusic.com. info@unclebrentmusic.com. And I'll post it for you.
And he loves a challenge. If you would like to be on the show, please email us at soundpollutionpodcast@gmail.com. All one word, all lowercase, easy peasy, rice and cheesy. I don't know, bro. I don't feel good.
You're in lyric writing mode right now.
I'm in t-shirt writing mode. I got a couple of them now. All right.
Easy peasy cheesy.
Easy peasy cheesy. Lyrics. Oh, I don't know. I just had a brain bubble. All right. Anyway, remember to get out there and
make some.
No.